Hi, everyone. It's Mary, and it's day three. Already day three. Wow. Today, I want to talk about using your values to plan your holiday. We've already talked about evaluating the past, which is still a wonderful thing to do. But now that you're thinking in those terms, consider holding a family meeting tonight at dinner to create your family's top five holiday values. You might have to teach the little ones what values mean. It's the things that are most important to us. So bring up Christmas. Ask the kids, what is it you love about Christmas and what would you like to do this year? Make a list. You can't do everything. That's a value right there. But you'll be able to look at this and everybody can have input in the final decision list. Let everyone vote on what they want to do for the holidays. You are going to be absolutely amazed, quite possibly astonished, by what your children say. They might talk about gifts, but I think it'll be things that you would not have thought, like spending time with the grandparents, staying up late at night, telling stories around the fireplace, having hot chocolate with marshmallows in it. All of the things, your family traditions. Write them down. It will draw your family together. And guess what? It's going to help you maneuver the holidays so that what you do is most meaningful, which leaves little need for stress or for getting upset or leaving things till the last minute. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.